Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaya Sara Bas Shoshana, Nachum Uri Ben Shoshana, Dov Azriel Ben Shoshana, Shana Bas Bar Gittel, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadehem. We're going to be learning a beautiful maimer written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, taken from his private notebooks that he asked to be published after he died, called the Rishimos Chovros. This is in Choveres Mem Gimel, page 412 of the Sefer, and this was written on Lag BaOmer in the year Tavshin Beis 1942. We know what was going on in the world then, but look what the Lubavitcher Rebbe is thinking about. Lag BaOmer is Yom Hilula Derashbi. Hilula means Chasana, the day of the Chasana of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We always take Hilula to mean death, Yortzeit, but Hilula really is a wedding. And we see in the Sefer Ora Torah and Bereishis Chafei Amar Aleph, Ayde Olam Hazeh Nasa Neshama Bechinas Mahalech V'zeh Shenikwa Lag BaOmer Hilula DeRashbi. That through Olam Hazeh, the Neshama becomes a Mahalech, and that's why Lag BaOmer is called the Hilula of Rashbi. Well, what does this line mean? Olam Hazeh, the Neshama becomes a mahalich, a walker, and therefore Lag BaOmer is called the Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The union is, Chazal say, Hai Alma Tazlinan Mine, this world that we're going away from it, Kibbeh Hilula Damia, is like a wedding hall. What does that mean? Perish, says the Ora Torah, the Azlina Minei Shanu Nasim Bechinas Mehalchim Aladei Olam Hazeh Dafka. That we're going to be walking from it, meaning we become Mehalchim through Olam Hazeh. Ki Anishamas Kodem Yiridasim Beguf Hayu Bechinas Omdim. Because before Anishamas came into our body, they were standing. And then Aladei Slapshusa Beguf V'Nefesh HaBemis, through the Neshama being enclosed in the body and in the animal soul, Nasa Bechinas Mehalchim, then we became Mehalchim, and that's Bechinas Belag, which I think he means Belikvul. That through the Neshama being enclosed in the body, our Neshama then becomes limitless. And that's what it means, Kebehi Lula Damia. It's like a wedding hall, this world. Like a chasana shayde is anase yichud vaylada shibachina saint sof shiyuchal lios mizaduri duris. You have a wedding, and there's this yichud, this uniting, this holada, which is bachina saint sof, which can last for all the generations. Kachal yidei olam hazeh nasa haneshama bachinas mahalich. So too through olam hazeh, the neshama also becomes a mahalich, just like at a chasana at a behilula. This is the Holada, this is the Ein Sof, this is the Dorei Doris. So to Olam Hazeh gives us this Koach of Mahalech, the Dorei Doris, and that's why Yom Estalkus, the Day of Death, is called the Hilula. Because it's the end of the Avoda in Olam Hazeh, and then a person becomes a Mahalech. And we can add that the Sheichus of Avoda, Olam Hazeh, Le'inyan HaChasinahi, not only the outcome, that there's this Belikvul, but b'chol pirtei avoda, a chasana, a hilula, is that there's a chasan and a kala. And the difference is that for a chasan, the wedding is a yerida. That's why it's called a chasan. Lashon chus darga means to go down. And for a kala, it's an aliyah. Like the Gemara and the Halacha say that a kala, whatever her state is financially and also spiritually, ole imo, if the husband has a higher level of living, both spiritually and financially, then the kala goes up with him. So ola imo, so the chasin is chus darga, is going down, the kala is going up. And we know that Chazal say, tov lemeit of tandum lemeit of armelu, better be married than to be sitting alone. And also we know in the Torah it says sometimes nara chaser and sometimes nara mole. And it says in the Zohar Chadash, beis lamed ches amed beis, why is it that sometimes Nara without a hay, with a hay sometimes. Because as long as she hasn't received any a man, it's called, she's called a Nar, without a vav, without a hay at the end. Midikabilas is dochar, but when she receives this male, then she's a Naira, then she has Shlemus. This is explained in Likutei Torah and Sav Tes Daled. And for this we understand that this gives her Shlemus. This is the Aliyah for the Kala. Because now she's not alone anymore. And now she has this Naira, she has this Shlemus, and she goes up with the Chasen. And the Tachlis of this Chasana is to be molded Vlados. And also a zachar, because we know that the mitzvah of pir v'riv is zachar nekeva. And this zachar is lamala me'aim, higher than the nekeva, sometimes even higher than the father, like the Maimer in Shavuah says, Memches Sof Amar Aleph. Yafa koach haben mikoach av. So this is an ilu even for the chasen that he's going to have children who ibrishdaik him, who go above him. Ugochol achi zayon hazeh, olam hazi adum lo behilut dami behilula. And we find this also in olam hazeh, which is like a wedding, that there's an ishama, and there's a guf, and there are other inyane olam hazeh, that are nimshala chasen v'kala. The chasen is the neshama, and the kala is the guf. The neshama is chus darga, that is the slapshes beguf, is the yerida. But the tachlitz is to elevate the guf, and bechlal kolin yane olam hazeh, and also holadas volados, which is kiyum hamitzvahs, those are the children, and then there's an ilui for the neshama. And that's betanai that a person is bebechina zohar who's a mashpia, and not Bechinas Nekeva, who's a Mushba. You can't elevate if you're going to be a Mushba, you have to be a Mashpia. And that has to be the union of Kiddushin, that the Isha, the Neshama, is Mekadesh and Koina, the Isha, the Guf, V'chol and Yanei Olam Hazeh. And through this he becomes a Mashpia to elevate them. Ubipratius Yoser, the Kiddush of the Guf and all in Yanei Olam Hazeh is through three things. Isha nicknames b'shalosh drachim. What are the shalosh drachim to elevate all the nyanim of olam hazeh? Kesef, shtar, and bia. And their inyan in avodas Hashem is kesef, is avas Hashem. Kesef is milashen nichsoif nichsafta. That teaches us ahava, tanya at the beginning of perek nun, and other places, kisufin. That if you're mashbi avas Hashem ben yanim gashmim, that your inyanim agashmim are saturated with Avas Hashem, then they get life. Just like Kiddush Eisha, the man gives the woman money, and through this, she could buy life, she could buy food. Today she just puts it around her finger, but it's worth money. So you give, you have love for Inyanam of Olam Hazeh, you have Avas Hashem and you give them life. Because Chiyus is only Lamala. True life is only from above, and therefore if you give Avas Hashem to all of the physical objects, you elevate them. You become the Baal HaBayis and you're Moshe Aleihem. And therefore it's Machlokas Beisham Beisil, how much you have to give this woman? Beisham Elishitas and Lachumra. They always go more Lachumra. Look in Tanya Nigeret HaKodesh and Simen Vav and Ikana Makoimus, that Beis Shammai says you have to give more. Their Machmir, that your Ava has to be a dinner, Lashon Din. Mashen came Beis Hill, Shitasim Lekula, it's enough of the Prut of Nechoshes, not even of Kesef, and it's even one Prat of Nechoshes, Pruta Milashon Prat. You don't have to give so much, only a little bit. Shammai requires more, even though as far as the chalos hakedushin, it's a kula for Beis Shammai, because it means that they're not married. There's no chalos till you give the whole dinner. And therefore we're mekel that she's not an Eishes Ish. But there's also a chumrah of Beit Shammai that you have to give more, you have to acquire with more ava. Shtar is Torah. That's posek, it's davar zem mutter of yuchalalos the kedusha. It says that this matter is mutter and you can elevate it to kedusha. This is mutter and you can elevate it to kedusha, and this is asur and you can't elevate it to kedusha. Shtar is Torah. And bia is number three. That's ashba pnimis. That pnimiuso nimshach fin is galab in yinagashmi. That once pnimius is revealed in the gashmias, that every Jew but pnimiuso is good. It emerges then that his good, his pnimius, is misgala and misatzim with the inyan hagashmi. And therefore, min haTorah, it's mutter lekadesh b'bia lechud. Just bia alone works min haTorah. But Rav man gid aman dekadesh b'bia. Rav gave malchus to whoever was mekadesh b'bia. But the Kedushin still is Kedushin. Because min haTorah, you can be Makadish b'bia, because b'kocho shel kol echad miYisrael, you can be Megala one's pnimius, which is good, and it's going to be misatzim, become one thing in Agashmi. But b'zman haGolus, that there's so much choshech, and it's very difficult and almost impossible that the pnimius of Yisrael should be misgala misatzim within in Agashmi. But after the Hakdamas Kiddush Agashmi is Adei Torah Shtar, Tfila Kesef, Ava, Les Pulchana Kapulchan Ruchimusa, there's no avoda like an avoda of love. So after Shtar and Kesef, after Torah and Tfila, then even Bizmana Golos, Biyachoto Liskashri Minyan Agashmi, Bali Kiddush Mikoydim Alde Torah Vitfila, then one can be Miskasher with the Gashmias. Without Torah and Tefillah, Hareze Pritzusa, this is Pritzus. Kibnei Chomri Yisagufa Likosha V'lipo Tachas Lahalois. When one's in the Golos, one can't go directly with Bia, with the Pnimius, to be Misatzim, to come one with the Gashmius, because it's too dangerous. He needs to be Makdim either Shtar Kesef, either Tefillah or Torah. That's why Bizman Azeh, one's not allowed to be Makadish B'Bia, because one is Makadish B'Bia, then it's dangerous. The Ava is going to go to the wrong places. That's a dangerous Ava. Like it says about Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't get angry in the time of Bilam. And there was so much Ava and Chesed in the world, it went to the wrong places, and the Jews were Mizana with Benos Moav. It's always a danger where there's too much Ava, there's too much Nesina. It's Pritzusa, just Bizman is there to go with Bia. We need a hakdam of shtar and kesef, of shtar is Torah, what's mutter, what's aser, and tefillah is kesef, kisufin, ahava. And even if a person knows that he's not going to be nichshol, since ain't shaykh l'kol yeshus v'snasus v'gavus, Bika Matzah. Bika, Rav found this Bika. So not everybody has this Gaiva. Not everybody has this Nasus. But there was a Maisa with Rav that he found a Bika and he was going there together, referring to a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud, that people were Mizalzel in the Isser Basar V'Cholav, and Rav was machmir on them, and he answered this kha lain shem of the Gemara. Like a person who's goyder bika prutza, he makes a fence in a open valley in order to guard it and not make her a din. So here also, Rav bika, bika's low, it's a valley, it's the opposite of gasas ruach, matza, and he recognized that even this Bika, even those who don't have Gaivin Gassus Ruach, they also need a Geder, and therefore he was Goder a Geder. And the reason is, because Me'askupa Hanadrasis, Yachalav Rachman al Islam l'chol ra. When a person's an askup in addresses, when a person's a bika, when a person's all stepped over, he can come to every bad, to every evil. V'yuchalios v'yimtzu bika, they found the bika neretz Shinar, in the land of Shinar, in the land of Bavel. And sof, they came to a chait, binyan migdol v'roishoy b'shamayim. They ended up building a tower, and its Rosh was in Shamayim. Tachlis HaGaiva. So you're right, they started out with Hefech Skasis Ruach. They started out just being merely a Bika, but they ended up coming to sin, and they ended up building a Binyan. Migdal V'Rosh HaShamayim Tachlis HaGaiva. And therefore the Eitz is Mangid. He used to give Malkus, Makus Mardis, and Malkus, which is to be Mashpil Gavoso, because Gaiva is the makor of all Zayin Midas Ros. Look in the Shari or Shar Purim, Divra Maskli Avil of Ushmalchus. Uvechame Mekoimus about this. And therefore, Kevin Shenikla Chichahu, once a person gets Malchus, he's back to being your brother, like it says in the Gemara in Makis. Now he's back in after he gets Malkus. He has Kapar for his sin and act out his Gaiva. So he got rid of all the bad things inside of him. And now he's pure, in his penimus he's pure as well. So he's mashbil as gaiva, and then when he's nikle, he becomes achicha. And therefore, when a person's makadish bibia, even though it's pritsusa, kiddush of kiddushin, the kiddush is kiddushin because his penimus is good. Kiddush bibia in yano is penimus. Just the person needs to get malchus, because he needs to purify his panemius, because he wasn't really on the level to be Makadish Bibia, did it anyway. So Minotaur works because his panemius is good, is pure. However, since there is still some psolus in there, besides Bipneme Panemius being good, there's psolus, he needs the Malchus to get rid of the psolus. So we're back to the Gimel Drachim Kesef Shtarin Bia. And that's how a person becomes Bechina Zachar Mashpil and Yanei Olam Hazeh to the Isha. And he's not a Mushba Toivu Makabu Men Yanei Olam Hazeh. He's not desiring this world, he's giving to this world. And the Anhaga with an Isha that's in Yanei Olam Hazeh is not to be Nichna Lefneim. And say, you win, Olam Hazeh, I'm yours. And you think that this way you'll have a good in Gashmi is. But rather, Adarabba, you have to be a Balabais, you have to be Moshel, you have to make all of Olam Hazeh, Kli Lelokus, Eini Shokaser, Ukaresis Bris, El Misha Sa Kli, the Gemara says in Klinergen Chofbez and Medbez, Kli Lelokus. Dafgal Yidei Zehi Ishik Sherish Osir Tzayn Baila. And it's a woman who's an Ishik Sherish, does what her husband wants. And also then Hagasakuf and Yanai Olam Hazeh have to be Kifi Ratzan and Hashama. And the neshama has to be the bailim. Now all this is only in yin and assume geshela atzman, that the neshama is yoredis is chutz darga to be malo the gufu chol yin ayolam hazeh. But the tachas and the yikir of the yin and assume are the tolados and the dugma and the avod in olam hazeh, which is like a behilula, is man peirin mitzvahs. What are the peiris mitzvahs sotam and vavam and aleph? That through Torah and mitzvahs the guf and the neshama are elevated, and the world is also elevated, mala mala. And the hilula, this wedding which is tachlis, has told us, and through which there's going to be an aliyah lamala mala, even for the neshama, is dafka be'olam hazeh, that azlinan minei, that from it we walk. This is what turns us into a mahalich. Olam hazeh dafka. The hasbara b'zeh, the explanation is, the dafka b'viata nefachta, which is talking about the olam asiyah, because we know tahori hi ata v'rasa ata itzarta, are talking about the world of Atzilus, Bria, and Yetzira, the higher three worlds. The higher he is Atzilus, close to Hashem. And then from there comes the world of Bria, which is Bra, which is outside of Hashem. And then Yetzira, Yetzarta. And then Vatana Fachtabi is the Olam Asiyah. It has to be B'chinas Vata Meshamra B'kirbi, that there should be no close HaNefesh when a person's in Olam Asiyah, that Hashem wants to go away and return to its source. But that's no good. You have to guard it inside of you. There has to be this HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make sure Ata Meshamra B'kirbi, that it doesn't go away. Mashen Kain, when you're in the world of Tahori Atavarasa Taitzarta, you don't need Vata Mashama Bikirbi. Only Vata Nefachta, only in the world of Asiya, you need the special Koach Elyon to guard this Neshama that it doesn't go out, and this Koach Elyon is Mescal in this world. And that's what it means this world does, Lina Mine the Dafkin Olam Hazeh, where we're Megala, the Koach HaYoser Elyon, through which Vata Mashama Bikirbi. That's like the Gilui Ein Sof, Letzarucha Olada. That's Kebehi Lula. That's this wedding. That's the children. That's the Ein Sof. And in this world also you have this Koach Elyon, making sure the Neshama doesn't go out. Neshama Shenafachta Bi Tohoirihi. Atam Rishamer Bikirbi. This Mishamer Bikirbi is only on the Nefachta, on the Neshama. That's in the world of Asiya. And this is all, and that's this Koach Elyon, that's Mizgala in this world. And this is all in Chitzoni is. But there's also Pnimius Yoser, Betorah Mitzvahs Gufa. And the Yin is that the Hilula, the Chasana, which where the Tachlis is, Hamshacha Satipa. And that's Betorah Mitzvahs Gufa, the Pnimius HaTorah. This Chasana, which is Mamshich the Tipa, that's done through Pnimius HaTorah. In the Chitzonis we know what it means, but in the Pnimius it means Pnimius HaTorah. And that's what that's what Lag Bomer is, the Hilula of Rashbi, that through Rashbi, the master of the secrets of Torah, we have this Hilula, this Chasana, which is Hamshacha Satipa in Torah, Mitzvahs, and Pnimius HaTorah. The Gamzen, this Hilula that's through Pnimius HaTorah, is Dafkin Olam Hazeh. Just like Bepashtus, they were happy in Lag Bomer because Rashbi was Megala Ruzin to Ruzin, that were not revealed until that time. Look at the Igeres HaKodesh in Simen Chav Zayim, Sof HaBir and Simen Chav Ches. So there's this great Gilui on Lag Bomer. And that's Dafkan Olam Hazeh in this world. And Pashtus, we're happy, we're Megala Pnimius HaTorah. And this is Nogea, Bifrat, Loskin, B'Torah, even in Nigla. That it should have to be Dafka, V'Hashem Imo, V'Shalacha Kamoso. So even when you're all sick in Nigla, and you want the Halacha to be Kamoso, it has to be B'Inyin V'Hashem Imo. That you have to also, God has to be with you, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, that Halacha is Kamosa, the one else has to learn Pnimius HaTorah. V'gam Zeh, the Hilula, through Pnimius HaTorah, is done by the Akdama of the three Drachim of Kesef, Shtar and Bia, B'Yeser, Seis. Through this Ava of Kesef, the Shtar of Torah, and through the Bia, the connecting of the Pnimius. Now the Iker Pnimius is going to be Mizgala Lasid Lava, which is the Indian of Nisuin. But the Haskalah is now in this world, B'matzav Shel Erisin, that Shaykh B'Ikar, the Nigla Shel Torah. Like the Mekubalim teach us that this world is Erisin and the next world is Nisuin. And that's the difference between this world and the next world. Erisin is Niglas HaTorah, and the next world is Pnimius HaTorah. And that's why Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda, that looks like Rabbi Huda. Because regarding the Mile of Rabbi Shimon, Dayecha Shani Ubarachama Kirim Koychacha Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Paragalaph Alacha Beis, Rabbi Akiva says that I and God know your Koach. But it's not really Mescala in this world before Albed Lasid Lavo. The Gilui of Ruzin to Ruzin, the secrets of Torah is going to be Shemen. Mashenkain in this world, which is only the beginning, it's only Yayin. It's Ruzin, it's secrets, but it's not the secrets of secrets. And that's what it says, Yashkeini Meneshikas Piyuki Tomdecha Miyayin Shemen Turak Shemecha. That about Shemen, it says Turak Lashon Asid. And as Rashi explains, they were talking about the Gilui Pnimius HaTorah. So the Gilui of Pnimius in this world is Yayin, but in the next world, in the future, it's going to be Shem and Turak. It's going to be this oil. And the Lahachana for this is through Inyan Shemen and Navoda. The Tunis HaShemen is Tuafachim. On one hand, it's not Misari with other Mashkim, with other liquids. On the other hand, Shemen is Mifapeh V'chol Dover. Look in Chul and Sadi Zayin Reisham Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Yerodez, Simen Kufay Sif Hey. Shemen makes its way into everything, bubbles its way into everything. And the Indian Avod is Michad Gisa, so we have to be Goyach Adam Levodad Yishkon, like Shemen, that's not Misarif, Mishar Mashkin. On the other hand, a person shouldn't say about Allah has a Mali, Yilitzar Azos, and not leave the Arbamas of Halacha. And the world will manage. No, we have to be Pole in this world, like Shemen, that's Mifapeh V'chol Dover. Until even this Dover Kachush, this thin thing, becomes filled with Shemen. Look in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh that I noted in the Shachan Tziv Katan Yodalit. So that's what we have to do. We have to take our Shemen on one hand, be separate, on the other hand, be Mashpi on all the matters of this world. So here we have a very Pnimi Dika Maimer. And it's Tilei Plus. We should only be Zoche very soon to see the Razin to Razin of Torah, of Shemen, and the Gilui HaShalem, of Kvod Shemayim, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.